The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Clark. Today, I want to share all about creating digital products from your blog. Digital products are such a great way to monetize your blogs, guys. I cannot stress this enough. You know that I love email marketing, affiliate marketing, content marketing. It all comes together, but you need to have your own product to sell from your website. It's awesome to recommend other people's products and get a commission, right? We love that passive income, but digital products can be a source of passive income as well. It's an ebook, it's a course, it's a template, it's some sort of toolkit. Whatever it is, it's something that you created once and then you can sell it over and over again for all eternity. You do the work once, you resell it over and over again. This is what we're going to be talking about on today's show, and I'm just really stoked to get right into it. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Before we dive in, I would like to quickly thank the show's sponsors today. And because this show is all about creating digital products, I have chosen to feature ThriveCart as today's sponsor because ThriveCart is the best tool for selling your digital products. ThriveCart is a checkout system so that you can sell your digital products with ease. Create buttons, coupons, upsells, downsells. Your entire sales funnel can be managed from within your ThriveCart account. And guys, ThriveCart is offering Her Paper Route listeners an incredible lifetime deal. When you go to herpaperroute.com/ThriveCart, you can lock in lifetime access to the tool. So you will pay once and then you will never have to pay a monthly fee. ThriveCart does not take any fees off of your sales. You keep everything that you earn yourself. Pay once for ThriveCart and use it for life. No recurring fees. Check out herpaperroute.com/ThriveCart to lock this lifetime deal in now. Okay, so let's dive right into selling digital products from your blog. As you know, guys, I love creating and selling digital courses and programs and products and templates and website themes. Oh my goodness. In 2020, I earned over $100,000 just from my digital product sales alone. Digital products are one of the best ways to scale and earn passive income, I think. I teach a course on how to create and sell digital products. It's actually called Scale with Digital Products. We will include links to everything that we've mentioned in today's show in the show notes. Now, I absolutely believe that starting a blog is one of the best side hustles for those who want to make money from home. And it's something that can actually become your full-time career if you want it to be. It's mine. Living proof right here. If you are in the beginning of your blogging journey, affiliate marketing is a great way to start generating income. If you're interested in learning about affiliate marketing, I have a ton of free guides all about it on the Her Paper Route blog, so you can go and check that out. But as you create more blog content and you start to grow your online audience, selling a product on your blog should really be a monetization strategy that you seriously explore. You don't have to wait to start selling products, though. I actually launched my first course at the same time as I launched the Her Paper Route blog in 2017. I had a very, very small audience from another blog that I had started before that. You know, I just jumped right into it and I launched and I enrolled people right into it right from the start before I even had any known authority or credibility yet. So that's something I really want to stress with you guys. Do not wait for the perfect time because there is no such thing. I just say dive right in and start getting your hands dirty. Just do it. You will learn the most by having real world experience of trying, testing, and tweaking as you go. You can come up with a million great product ideas to sell on your blog, but it's worth noting that you should invest some time into creating great blog content too that supports those digital products. You will want to start nurturing your audience of loyal readers so that when your products are available, your audience is primed and ready to buy. Creating blog content that your target audience finds super helpful and valuable is key. The tips, advice, and recommendations that you offer through your blog content have to be valued enough that your readers feel a connection. Many readers are looking for the content they read to provide a solution to a specific problem that they face. They are searching to find answers to burning questions and issues that need to be solved. So your goal should be to let the content on your blog create opportunities for you to positively impact the people who are reading it. And some readers do not want to be sold to right away. Some will need to be warmed up to you and your teachings first. But every reader probably wants to feel connected to others and feel like they are not alone in their struggles. So how do you do this? Through your email list, of course. So put time into creating a few awesome free lead magnets to grow your list. And guys, go back a couple episodes on the Her Paper Route podcast here, and I created a full episode giving away lead magnet ideas and digging into email marketing tips for growing your list. So go on back and listen to that if you haven't already. But basically, you just want to create something of value that is free that you give away in exchange for their email address. And then you just send weekly newsletters that are helpful and entertaining. And once in a while, you'll have something to recommend and sell through your newsletters. If you can make sure that you have a really good understanding of who your target audience is and find out what their pain points are, then it'll just make the process of creating good content and successful products much easier. You'll want to craft your brand voice and have your sales funnel system in place so that you can capture, nurture, and sell automatically. And in case you're wondering, there's no magic number for how many blog posts you need to have on your blog before you start selling digital products. If anything, my advice is that you just focus on quality over quantity. Now, with that said, I will say that having a decent number of good quality blog posts that cover related topics will help you to keep your blog readers engaged and on your blog for a longer period of time. And with more blog posts, you have more opportunities to link to more related posts to just continue to keep your audience captivated and learning from your content, just staying on your site and reading through all of that good stuff that you have there. People make product purchases from those who they feel they know, like, and trust. So giving your readers as much valuable content as you can from your blog and your free content, this will increase the likelihood of them purchasing your paid digital products. So a little side tip there is to show up in live videos and reels on your Instagram stories and your Facebook page, because the more that your audience sees the real you on video, the faster they will come to feel as though they actually know you. And another tip on that is speaking at virtual summits. That really works well too. So if you can get on a panel, a virtual summit, and be a presenter, do it. It's just going to give one, it's going to give your audience more content. You're going to reach a whole new audience, and it's just more people seeing the real you speaking and talking and smiling and sharing your knowledge. It's just going to help them to like, know, and trust you a lot faster. As entrepreneurs and creators, we wear a lot of hats and take on a lot of responsibilities. And some days it can feel like the world is actually caving in because we have so much on the go. And then on top of that, anything that you may be going through in your personal life just gets escalated. our sponsor, BetterHelp, is an online counseling tool. You can sign up for free, answer a few questions, and then the team at BetterHelp will match you with a licensed counselor that you can talk to at any time. Go to herpaperroot.com/betterhelp to find out more. So what type of product should you sell on your blog? I know that when it comes to deciding what type of products you're going to sell, the first decision that you have to make is whether you want to sell physical products or digital products. For me, selling digital products is way more appealing. It doesn't require me to keep up with any inventory. I can sell an unlimited number of digital products, and the instant download capability means instant gratification without me having to do anything. However, selling physical products on your blog can certainly be a good income source for some bloggers. Selling real books, mugs, shirts, jewelry, and other things like that, that can certainly be a profitable revenue stream. And you can even sell your physical products without a need for inventory or shipping if you use a drop shipping or print on demand service. But because I believe that digital products involve way less hassle than physical products, I choose digital 100% of the time, and that is what we are digging into on this episode today. Now, there are a ton of variations of digital product ideas that can work for bloggers, really in any niche. Here's just a few digital product ideas to get you started. You could sell an ebook. So decide on a specific topic and then package the information that you know on that topic into an ebook. Ebooks can be sold directly from your blog, and it's also possible to self-publish your books on Amazon. If you're selling it from your own website, definitely use Thrivecart. That is what I use to sell all of my digital products, even my courses. Even the courses that I host on Podia, the actual checkout that I use is through Thrivecart. So I've just disabled my Podia checkout button, and then when people want to buy, they use a button that leads them through my sales funnel on Thrivecart. And that's how I actually increase my sales, because I have upsells and order bumps throughout the funnel that increase the actual cart value when someone is signing up. Online courses are my favorite type of digital product to sell. Online courses for business continue to be the main type of digital product that I earn from on my own blog. Creating an online course allows you to combine text, audio, and video lessons to teach what you know on a particular topic, and you can just go in a lot deeper, I feel, than you can with an ebook. And I have tons of training on how to start your own online course for free on the Her Paper Route blog as well. Another digital product idea is to sell photography. If you are into photography, you can make passive income selling photos from your blog. You could sell your photos individually, or you could even take it a step further and sell a service where you deliver a certain number of photos each month to paying customers as a styled stock photography membership. You can sell worksheets, because creating worksheets for your audience is a great digital product idea. You can sell worksheets that help with budgeting, parenting, exercising, blogging, you name it. You can also sell your videos. So if you are good at demonstrating processes step by step, selling video tutorials could be a great idea for a digital product. You can sell tutorials across any niche. Your tutorial video might show someone how to use specific software, how to cook a certain dish, how to DIY a custom pillowcase, you know, anything you want to do. Another one is to sell printable planners. You could sell meal planners, exercise planners, self-care planners, date night, budgeting, the list goes on and on. You could also sell access to your virtual summit or your live workshops. And now, if you are a service provider or a coach, although coaching isn't necessarily a digital product, it's a service, you could package one-on-one coaching or group coaching services with another on-demand digital lesson to take some of the weight off of you having to provide services. So you could sell mindset coaching, business coaching, fitness coaching in weekly or monthly time blocks, and then connect with your coaching clients via Zoom or Skype, however you do it. But then there could be some pre-recorded digital learning aspect that you lead them into so that you don't have to perform live coaching all the time. There's something recorded that could work alongside your live coaching. And now this part is important. Let's talk about the payment and delivery platform for your digital products. So my number one pick for the best digital product selling tool is Thrivecart, and that's why I have chosen them as this episode's sponsor, because Thrivecart is such an easy to use digital publishing platform. It allows creators to sell and deliver digital content with ease. It has built-in funnel systems for every step of your sales funnel, and it integrates with ConvertKit like a charm. Thrivecart also includes a full-on affiliate program system so that you can have your own affiliate team promoting your products. Thrivecart is a lifetime deal for you guys, where you pay one time only and then you get to use it for life without ever paying another dollar. So you never have to pay monthly fees or any service fees at all. Go to herpaperroot.com/Thrivecart to lock in that lifetime deal today. Now let's talk about how to actually design a digital product. I like to use Canva to design pretty much all of my digital products, ebooks, worksheets, planners, whatever it is. I do it in Canva. It's just so easy and Canva is free. Most times I don't have the extra time or energy to create my own designs from scratch. So here is my life hack, guys. I use pre-made templates to cut my effort in half. And if you are on herpaperroot.com and you click on the tools link in the nav bar, that's my tools and resources page. On that page, I have included all of the places where I get my digital product and lead magnet templates. So you can go and check out all of my resources there. Because if you're not up for the task of designing your product completely from scratch, these templates are a lifesaver. And when you're thinking about how you're going to plan your digital product, I think that the key to creating a successful digital product is really just understanding your audience and creating products that solve a specific problem that they are experiencing. So to do this, you must understand who your target audience is. Is your audience married women? Men? What's their age range? Are they 30-something parents with kids who need help planning meals? Or single 20-somethings with well-paying professional jobs who want to exercise more? What do they want versus what do they need? What are some of the big problems they face in life or in business? What price are they willing and able to pay when it comes to a digital product? And which formats work best for them? When it comes to selling a digital product or service from your blog, make sure it's on a topic that you know well and that you enjoy talking about. Focus on creating content that is super valuable and create that product that just solves a problem that is experienced by your audience. Remember to focus on providing solutions for your readers rather than focusing on how much money you can earn from a product or service. Focus on the solutions and the transformation that you can give to the reader or the listener. If you follow this golden rule, you will be better off in the long run. I hope that this episode has inspired you to monetize your blog by selling a digital product. I truly believe that growing businesses all need to make sure that they're creating multiple income streams. Never put all of your eggs in one basket with just one revenue stream. Whether you decide to sell a service, sell digital products, or sell physical products from your blog, products are just a great income stream to add to your bottom line to grow your business. Creating and selling a simple digital product is one income stream that any blogger in any niche can implement in a relatively short period of time. If you've considered creating your own digital product, but you haven't followed through because you are unsure of what steps to take or what software to use or how to find customers, I remember how frustrating it was for me with my first digital product. Everything from coming up with product ideas to figuring out who would actually buy my product was super tough. Over the years, I have got my digital product launch systems down to a science. And with my help, you can create a digital product to sell on your blog in no time. I invite you to enroll in Scale with Digital Products. This course will help you get clear on your target audience. You'll be able to identify one problem to solve. You'll be able to create a product outline that makes sense to scale. We will draft a sales page for your digital product. I'll show you how to increase the perceived value of it, how to repurpose content, and how to leverage other people's audiences so you can get the biggest result from your product. Swing by herpaperroot.com/courses to learn more about scale with digital products. And we will include all of these links in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I look forward to catching you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.